Okay, so we're going to continue today in Siman Kuf Bei Dalet, the dinner Prisha Samach Levest. Take a look at your Shulchan Aruch at Seif Dalet. The Mechaber writes, Im Regila Liros Behanetzach Chama. If a woman is used to seeing around the time of Netzach Chama, V'lo Kimlan Shapir I Kodem Hanetzach Chama Achrav, but she's not sure, we're not sure, whether the Re'i is actually before Hanetz or afterwards. Ein Asura Ela Bayom. So the Ona of the Ona Sevest, as far as the Dinner Prisha, is only the daytime Ona, even though there's a Safek as to whether the Re'i was actually before Hanetz or afterwards. So this is based on a Ravid in the Bali Nefesh. And as you may have seen, there were different versions of the Ravid, a Madur Kamen, a Madur Basra. And even in the earlier Achronim, they didn't all have the same final version of the Ravid. And the Balamor and his Hasagos also, there is a Madur Kamen of Hasagos and a Madur Basra of Hasagos. So we'll see how that all falls. But it's worthwhile looking at the Ravid and the original source and the various Maduras to understand the basis of this halacha and how it plays out. So this is the Ravid and Bali Nefesh, Shar Tikkun HaVestos, Simen Aleph, and in the Rabbi Buchwald edition that breaks down the Simonim into Osios, it's Os Dalet. So Simen Aleph, towards the beginning of Simen Aleph, Os Dalet. So the Ravid writes as follows. Let me bring it on the screen. Do you have a Ravid in front of you, or should I put it on the screen?
If it's not too much trouble to be on the screen.
Not any trouble at all.
Okay. I just got it. So I'd appreciate it being on the screen.
Okay, we're just starting, Steve. Just starting.
Hi, Steve. Hello.
Okay, we're talking about the din in Seif Dalet of a woman who's not sure whether her Re'iya is before Hanetz or after. So the Ravid writes as follows. If you're looking at the brackets are my own notes, but the text of the Ravid is outside the brackets. So the Ravid writes, Hecha diregila lemechse benetzach chama gufe. If a woman is used to having a re'ia at the time of Hanetz, inami delo kimla bemilsa shapir, or she's not sure exactly when it is, v'layada I kodem hanetzachama I la'achar hanetzachama, and she's not sure whether that re'ia is before hanetz or afterwards. So the way we have arrived in our current madura is ika man de'amar, someone says, meaning the ravid saying, not my shita, but someone else says, dinaktinan balachumra v'asura kol halayla v'kol Hayom, that we treat that le chumra, and we therefore are machmir to treat her ona savest as a double ona, and a nighttime ona and a daytime ona, because we don't know when the authentic ona is. So it's clear from the initial hasaga of the Balamor that the Balamor himself had a girsa of the Ravid that didn't have ikam and amar, but had this as the Ravid's position himself, that the Ravid himself was poskening that you have to be machmir to treat both onos as the onos havest. And to that, the Balamor is masig. Why should that be? Sveka de Rabbanan le kula. There's no precedent for such a thing. In a case of Safik, be machmir to treat both onos as an ona. And therefore, the Balamor concludes, V'lo yiradati b'zevusav daito klal. I don't understand where the Ravid is coming from. Why should this be? Now, the Balamor, that is the Asag of the Balamor, where the Balamor assumes that the position of the Ravid was, you have to be marked in both directions. If there's a suffix, whether the Re'iyah was before Hanetz, after Hanetz, you treat both nighttime and daytime as the Onas Havest. And the basis of the Balamor Sasaga, how could that be? Savi Derabban Lukula, the Rabbi Buchwald in his footnotes here explains that's presumably based on the general assumption that we don't that even though, you know, take a step back, you would have said there's the principle articulated by the Ran in Arvei Pesachim that you don't say safek derabban lekula, where that's going to leave you kerech mikan mikan. If you're not going to end up observing any din, then you don't say safek derabban lekula. The context of the Ran there is the Gemara Samachlokas Amarayim, whether Heseba is necessary li'ikuva for the first two kosos or the last two kosos Seder night. So the Ran implicitly asks the question, why don't you say safek derabban lekula and don't lean for any of the kosas, right? The Gemara paskins, or we paskin, that because of the safek, we're knowing a saber for all four kosas. So the Ran there raises the question, at least implicitly, why don't we say sveka derabban lekula, and you shouldn't have to lean for any of the kosas? The Ran says, no, you never say sveka derabban lekula, and that's going to lead you to not fulfilling the din at all. And the Ran is the same comment in the context of a safek ir mukafes chami mos Yeshua ben Nun for kriyas hamegillah. So let's say Tveria is a safek whether it's mukafes chami mos Yeshua ben Nun or not. So the din is you lay in both on Yudalid and Tesvav. Why don't you say sveik derabban lekula? Don't lay in on Yudalid and don't lay in on Tesvav. Each day is a safek, so you don't say sveik derabban lekula, where that's going to end up leaving you without a kiyum at all. So over here, that's not exactly what's going on. We're not saying that if it's a sveka derabbanu lekula and you're going to tell you not to observe any ona, then you're going to end up not having any kiyum of precious ona savest. No, because here it's a suffix in whether there's any ona at all. We're talking about a ves kavua. In order to establish a ves kavua, you have to have three re'ios in three consecutive months at the same time. So here, the woman's regila liros around the time of the Netzach Hama. There's maybe 1 month she saw before Netz, 1 month she saw after Netz, and there's no veskavu at all. It's not that there's definitely a time that is the onus of vest, we just don't know what the time is. Maybe there's no onus of vest. There is no veskavu, because sometimes she sees before, and sometimes she sees afterwards.
So where's this Baal? Oh.
I'm sorry?
Where's the Baal Hamo, the Ravid that you're reading from?
The Ravid is, do you have the Rabbi Buchwald edition in front of you?
No, I have a different one, and he says Lachomra. What does he say in the one you have?
You don't have the words Ikam and Amar?
I'll just read from the one I have. It says... Yeah. It talks about a case she either sees like exactly at Hanetzach Hama or she doesn't know if it's before or after. Hanetzach Hama Gufe or Dlokaim Lambe Milsa Shapir Velo Yada Ikoda Hanetzach Hama or Lachanetzach Hama. Bada Tian Lahu Lachomra Kol Halayla Vichol Hayom. And then the Baal Amor says.
You don't have Ika Mandamar.
No, it's just Machmer.
Right.
That was the question I was going to ask. I wasn't understanding what the Torah and the Beis were saying. I guess they were different.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. There are different Girasos here, and there are different Maduras in the Ravid. So Rabbi Buchwald has the fancy annotated version. So he points out that was in the original Girsa, and that's what the Saga of the Baal Mor is based on. But we'll see in a moment what the Ravid's Maskan is, the way we have the corrected Girsa. The Torah Sashlamim also has the way the Baal Mor had. The Torah Sashlamim in Sifkat and Yud Beis, he assumes that's the position of the Ravid. The Chumra. That's the first line of the Ravid. And then the Ravid goes on. Let's pull it back up again. Then the Ravid goes on and says as follows. V'ika man de Amar, kevan de vestos de Rabbanon, kol shekein samuch levest. So since the din of Vestos themselves are Durabanan, so Koshik and the din of Prisha Samach Vestos are din Durabanan, Hilka Chavalei Sveika Durabanan Lukula, V'lo Chayshinan Ela L'yom Shehu Vadai B'meini Dasa, and we're only Koshish for the day where is definitely considered to be B'meini Dasa, meaning the Onas Hayom. Okay. Umistabra kavase. So Yossi, do you have a mistabra kavase?
That was it. It just said Vadai Lachomra. Then it went on to dip something else.
So you don't have this whole line. The whole
there aren't two opinions. It's just he's just being machmer.
The Ikaman Dhamma that I just read you don't have at all.
Yeah, it's completely right. Different.
Yeah, so this is all the Madur Basra of the Raiva that I'm reading you, which we'll see is the basis of the Psak in Shulchan Aruch. Okay. And then the Ravid has an additional line, which we'll have to come back to understand in a few moments. Miyu. Lahu gavna miyas ibai lei le'inish le'mechash kihechi de le'si lida yisardida. However, at that gavna, at that, let's translate it for now, is situation or time. That you have to be choshtish for, so that you don't come onto an iser nida. So that line we'll come back to explain in a few moments. The Ravid in the Hasaga, sorry, the Balamor, in the Hasaga Sabalamor Hachadoshos, which as Rabbi Buchel points out, was based on the Ravid's Chazara and the Madur Basra of the Ravid. So there the Balamor tempers his objection as follows. Ubazeh ein lanu letovso kolkach. So we don't have to object to the Ravid as strenuously as we did before. You know, the Madur Kam of the Ravid, he says they have to be machmer in both directions to treat both onos as the onos of est. Now the Balamor says, not as bad. Avaladayin ein kol dvar shavim ledvarenu. But it's still not glat. The heyach tachush liyom shuvadai bimeni dasa im ein onas avest yedua. So how should we choshesh for a day that the Ravid says is vadai bimeni dasa, but we don't know what onas avest is? Right? The Ravid had said, we'll have to explain this, the Ravid had said that it's fake the rabbanu lakula, so we're not going to be machmer a night, but you still have to treat the day as the onas avest because that's Vadai bimeini dusa. The Balamar says, what does that mean? It's vadai bimeini dusa. Our suffix was, when is the onus of best? Maybe it's at night, maybe it's in the daytime, but it's the same suffix. We don't know if it's in the night or the daytime. What does that mean? That is vadai bimeini dusa. Okay, and then the next line seems to be a sug on the last line of the Ravid, which we will have to return to. Okay, let's talk about the last line of the Ravid now. So that last line, where the Ravid said, Miu, lahu gavna miyas yibayle linish lamechash, kihechi de lo lesi lidei yisr nida, what is that referring to? So it sounds like that the Ravid is saying, even though you don't have to be machmir for the entire previous ona, the entire nighttime ona, but you still have to be machmir for the short amount of time prior to anates. So to have been machmir, like the first position, would have meant that you have to be machmir the entire nighttime as to be considered known as a vest. And the Ravid is saying, no, but you still should be machmir for the little bit of time, the hour before hanates. And that's what the Balamor is. Hasaga is, back to that line of the Balamor. Ubahu gavna shel anates achama ein yom, the aflo ona tamima. So why should you be machmir during that time? It's not a full ona. It's not the daytime. So why be machmir in that? And then there's some words missing in the Ksav Yad. So we're not exactly sure what the flow of the rest of that Balamari is. So Rabbi Buchwell says to that, even the Ravid wasn't saying Nikra Din, that you have to be choshish for that last hour before an eight. So he's saying that with Torah Schumra. It's a good idea. It's advisable to be mechash, to be choshesh, because if lemaisa, the woman is regila liros within a certain window, so as far as the technical din of onus avest, you don't have to be machri to treat the entire nighttime as an onus avest. But lemaisa, if she's going to be roa during that window of an hour before an eight, so then it's prudent to be machmir during that time. Now, Rabbi Buchwald also points out that if you look in the Rush in Siman Beis, Paritas Siman Beis, so the Rush quotes as Ravid, but with the Madura Basra, the way we have it now, but the Rush leaves out that last line. That last line would be Machmir to treat the hour or so before Hanetz as an onus of S, that the Rush leaves off, presumably disagreeing with that. You're not quoting it le halacha. Rabbi Karp brings a raya to this reading of the Ravid, and this suggestion that there should be a chumrah to treat that last hour as a shas avest, based on a medrash rabba. The medrash rabba in Parshas Vayikra has the following, and Rabbi Karp says that the predeia quotes this. So the Medrash Rabba, Parsha Dalet Os Gimel. On the Pasuk, Nefesh Kiseh Hatam. And the Medrash quotes the Pasuk, Mishle Gam Belo Das Nefesh Lo Tov. Amar Ravina Bar Ravina, Masha Laora Reyach Sheyaragi Lovo Emenei Tzachama. So Mashal to a guest that would always arrive at sunrise. The normal ri'ya, orech b'zmanaba. So mashal to an orech nashim, to a ri'ya that normally comes im an etzachama. V'shachach v'shimesh mitaso kodem an etzachama, b'lo yada b'lo tov. V'ilu yada v'shimesh alachas kama v'kama. So a person is responsible if there's a anticipated re'iyah im hanetzachama, and someone is mishamish mitasa, doesn't engage in prisha kodem hanetzachama. So if that's b'shogeg, that's bad, and if it's b'mezah, that's even worse. So here the medrash is referring to some kind of prisha in this situation where she's regila liras b'hanetzachama, and the prisha that is advocated is samuch, is before hanetz. So says Rabbi Karp, if we're talking about, if the medrash is saying you'd have to be parish the entire onas halayla, so then that's the or zeruah. So why does no one quote this medrash as a raya for the or zeruah? Ella what? Maybe the medrash isn't saying that far. You don't have to be parish the entire onas halayla, but you still have to be parish for the time immediately before the anticipated Riyah. Okay. So again, in Shulchan Aruch, we paskin like the Raivin Madur Basra, which is Lakula, that you don't have to be Choshesh for the Ona Salaila, but you do have to be Choshesh for the Ona Sayyaf. And again, the Raivin didn't fully spell out why that should be so. The lashon of the Ravid was that lo chashinan ela liyom shuvada bimeni dusa, that we are only choshesh for the day ona when she is vada bimeni dusa. What does that mean? What's that calculation? That's even though savid yerban lakula, you still have to be machmir for the onas of es bayom because that's considered to be vada bimeni dusa. Take a look at the Taz in Sifkat and Zayin. The Taz writes, Ela Bayom. Dekevan de Bayom al kol panim tumeyahi. So since bottom line, the woman had a Re'iyah. Whether the Re'iyah took place before an eitz or after an eitz, the bottom line, come the daytime, she's definitely tumeya. So Talina and Tchilas HaKol Kala Gam Kein Bayom. So Talina and Ha Mekulkal Ba Mekulkal. So we are told that the Re'iyah took place at the time where there is a definite effect of it. Meaning, we don't know whether the Re'iyah had any effect on before Hanetz, because we don't know whether there was a Re'iyah before Hanetz. We do know that the Re'iyah had an effect after Hanetz, because now, bottom line, come 9 o'clock in the morning, she's definitely Tumeya. So, Tolin HaKilkul B'Mekulkal. So then we assume that the Ri'ya took place in the daytime. So that's a different formulation than what we find in the Shach. Maybe similar, may not be that far off, but it's not exactly the same as what the Shach writes. The Shach writes in Sivkat in Yugimel, Eina Sura Elo Bayom, Dekevan Devestos Mi Derabanan, Havelei Safek Derabanan Lukula, Ve'eina Tzricha Lifrosh Elo Bayom, Shayavada Bimeni Dusa. So that's basically the Lush and Haravid, he questions the Rush, from the Rush, where the Rush quotes, what the Rush is quoting is Haravid. What's Alomar? Da'afilu Rasa Kodem and Eitzachama, Mikol Mokom Hayom, Hayavadai Bimei Nidusa. Even if Lemaisa, the Re'ia, started before I ate, but bottom line, the daytime is considered to be Bimei Nidusa. Masha'enkein Halailo Hayabisafik. V'chein Pirshu Ha'achrona. Well, Lefizeh, Imregila Liras, Beina Shmashos, below Kimlan, E Kodem Ola Achor Laila, Eina Sur Ela B'Laila. So the Ravid says the same analysis that we apply to Hanetz applies to Shkia as well. And we're saying we don't know whether the Ri'ya started before Nates or after, but bottom line, come morning, she's definitely Tameya. So we treat the Yom as the onus of S. The same thing would be true if you have a Suffolk, whether the Ri'ya started before Shkia or after Shkia, then you treat the onus Halaila as the onus Havest.
Okay. Rabbi,
yeah.
Why does it matter that she's Tameh? We only care when the Ri'ya itself happens.
So it sounds like that's not the entirety of the picture. It's not absent any firm knowledge as to when the Ri'ya took place, and we have to try to guess when it took place. So according to the Taz, it could either be before or after. So there's more weight to after because Tolena Makokal, Kilkul B'Makokal, or according to the Shach, that since Lemaisa, she's definitely Tameya, so then...
But he's not saying why that matters. He's just saying that's a fact, but there's no obvious connection. The other question is, why does she need to be Poish for either?
Right, so that's what we touched on before, but the Ravid seems to be assuming it's not a... okay, so before, hold on to that one for a second. I want to see the crazy first, because there's a clear distinction between the crazy's take here and the Shach and the Taz, and then we'll talk about a nafkamina, then may clarify a little bit where the Shach and the Taz are coming from, and if not, we'll come back to back to your question, Yossi. Okay, take a look at the Gilyon Marsha on the side of Shulchan Aruch. Eina su el bayom. Kevan de avar halayla Velo rasa, nisbarir lanu asafek viadanu diriyasa acharnates. That once the night passed without a ri'ya, we clarify the safek and we know that the ri'ya was after hanates. Rebbeinu Yonasan, that is the crazy placey. So this is a very abridged version of what it says in the crazy placey. So let's try to read that together a little bit. Okay, so this is Sifkatan Vav in the placey, otherwise known as the Teferis Yisrael, because the crazy placey's commentary on Hilchos Nidus called the Teferis Yisrael on the top. So he writes as follows. He quotes the Taz, Talinan Kakal b'mukolko. Well, then he said to you, "Belav hachiyasi shapir." You don't have to come on to that. The belayla ain sarach lifrosh came in the milsa the rabban, and who's speaking the rabban lakula? Okay, so at night there's no chiyaprisha. We don't know whether it's the onus of Esther or not. Speaking the rabban lakula. Masha ain kin bayom. Why? Kevin de Chazinan de Avra Halayla Velo Rasa. So once the night passed without a Re'ia, the Chazaka Yeshkan Arach Bizmanaba. And we know that the woman expects to have her Re'ia at this time. Imken al Karchach de Ein Vesta Belayla de Mistama Haisaroba. That if the onus of vest really was a night, then Mistama she would have seen it at night. Ella de Vesta Bayom. Ulakach lo rasa belayla deinos mano. Ella what? It must be that the real onus of vest is in the daytime, which explains why she didn't see anything at night. Bimkein achsha belo rasa belayla nisbar lano asafik zeh. So there's an expectation that the woman has a vest kavua. We just don't know when that vest is because we don't know if it's before Nes or afterwards. So once the night passed and it wasn't then, it must be in the daytime. Lekach sveika de yom lechumra, lekach sveika be yom lifrosh the asi shapir. Then he just raises the following. We'll see in a moment that the Shach thinks that it's Kedai Lachmir anyway, even though that's influenced by the fact that we're Machmir for the Or Zeruah as it is. You know, the Shach thinks he should be Machmir for the Or Zeruah. After this, as Safik, Avi Safik, Yisar Nidia, the Safik, Yisar Nidia, Lo Avi Safik, Kafila, Be Isser, Mi Devreya. So that's a different consideration that maybe what's behind being machmir, if you're going to be machmir, is that it's a subject yisarin yidia. And if you're lacking knowledge, but the knowledge objectively exists, maybe that's not a classic suffix. And even on a derabanan by a subject yisarin yidia, maybe you would be machmir. So again, as far as the first point of the grace, he says, don't come on to Talinan on Makulkal, Akilkal, but Makulkal. Or the Esetas has it, or the Shach, which may be approximately the same idea. But more fundamentally, we expect a woman by default to have a vest kavua. Here we just don't know whether it's Kodem Nates or after Nates. If she didn't have a Re'ia this month before Nates, that must be indicative of the fact that her expected vest is Bayom, and that's why she would have to be Machmir Bayom to treat that Ona as the Ona Savest. This is what Rabbi Yonasan Ivishitz writes in the Crazy Placey. Sidri Tara writes this as well in Sivkat and Zion, and the Sidri Tara attributes this, he writes this on his own, and then he says Matzati Kasa, the same thing. And in the Sefer Vestas Balacha, he just notes that this Matzati Kasa in the Sidri Tara sounds like the more famous Matzati Kasa in Sidri Tara that we discussed in the past, the Sidri Tara, who in Simon Kuf Peches, who attributes the position that the brown is not a problematic Mara to a Masasi Kasov, which we know to be Rabbi Yaakov Emden, and speculation of later Achronim is that maybe you don't want to mention Rabbi Yaakov Emden by name, so it's curious, why would he refer to Yonasan Ivishitz as Masasi Kasov? But the Vestas Balacha points out there are many times where the Sidri Tara does refer to Rabbi Yonasan Ivishitz by name, so maybe that's not what he meant here by the Matzasi Kasuv. Okay, be that as it may, that is the position of both the Sidri Tara, the explanation about the Sidri Tara, and the Crazy Placey for this dim. So in the Sefer Vestas Balacha, yeah?
How is it a chesed idea? What aspect of it?
We don't know whether the Re'iyah was before Anais or after Anais. It was at some point. We just weren't attuned to when it is.
What is it? If it's already gone, it's impossible to figure out. That's not Chesun Re'iyah. Otherwise, it's every suffix. Like if she just had a Re'iyah and then didn't look at the clock and no one... the world knows when it is. Right. That's what a suffix normal is.
Mm-hmm.
Does Chisaron Yedia include things that in theory at one point would have been able to find out, even if it's currently impossible?
But that's normally the case, isn't it, with a suffix? If someone was there looking and saw what happens, it wouldn't be a suffix.
But I'm saying maybe chisar and yedia means that like it was never possible to know. Like it's totally like I'm trying to think of an example.
But say what's most seikos, I don't think you could say that. I mean, you could say that, couldn't you? I still say it's a suffix.
Let's think about like the walls being there by the time of Yeshua ben Nun. Like it could be that it's the for us it was like at least in our lifetime it was never possible to know whether that was the case because if there were walls there they're now very old. In which case it would be a total chisaron yedia because there's no conceivable way we could ever find out. Archaeology not
wait in. That's not chisaron yedia.
I think that I would assume that is chisaron
yedia. Chisaron yedia means your lack of knowledge, but someone could figure it out. Therefore, we don't say suffix derav right, makula. Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah. She's correct about that.
That's the best case where it's impossible to figure out, and it's a complete lack of knowledge. Here we're saying because you'd have to say because someone could figure it out somehow, but we don't know for whatever reason.
So sorry, chisaron yedia means that the
you're sorry, muted.
That the people in question themselves can figure it out, but someone else theoretically could.
It normally means like there's knowledge, but we're missing it, doesn't it?
Yeah. I hear your point, Yossi. I'm not sure. Rabbi Yonasan is Messiah the Din in Simon Sadiqas and Taroves of Nishbach. I'm not exactly sure what his Kavan is. Yeah, okay, I hear. I'm not sure. I hear. Okay, you can take a look at the crazy place inside later. I hear the Ara. So in the Sefer Vestos Balacha, he quotes from the Sefer Pardes Rimonim, suggesting the following afkamina between the Shach and the Plesi. Now the Shach, as we noted, said that the question of Safek before Nates and after Nates is going to be the same as before Shkia after Shkia. Just like if you're not sure whether the Riyah is before Nates or after Nates, your Machmudati, the Onas Hayom is the Onas Havest. So too, if there's a Safek whether the Riyah is before Shkia or after Shkia, you treat the Onas Halayla as the Onas Havest. Because in both of those situations, you call it Talina and Ha Kilkul Bamakulkul, call it that she's already considered to be Tmeya by the second Ona, and therefore Machmir over there. Now, I'm sorry, I misspoke. Different case. There are two ways to understand the Shach. There are two ways to understand that line of the Shach. Let's read it again. In the end of Sukkot in Yigimel, the Shach writes, Lefizeh, im regila liras bein ashmashos, velo kimlan ikodam alachar laila, ein asur ela balaila. So some understand the Shach the way we just explained it till now, that the suffix, whether the Riyah is before Shkia or after Shkia, which is equivalent to whether the Riyah is before Nates or after Nates. But the other way of understanding the Shach, which is what the Pardes Rimonim is working with, is no. He's not talking about the equivalent suffix. He's talking about, if you read it carefully, it fits better in the words, Regila Liris Ben Ashmashas. We know when she sees. It's not a suffix whether it's before Shkia or after Shkia. But she's Regila Liris Ben Ashmashas. We just don't know whether Ben Ashmashas is considered to be Yom Olayla. So that's what the Shach means. He says, Lefizeh. In regila liras bein ashmashos, below kimlan e kodem ola achar alayla, ein asur ela balayla. So we don't know whether that bein ashmashos is considered to be the previous day or the following day. So then we're going to be machmir on the following day and the following day. Because if you're going to say we're machmir, where at the later point it's definitely considered that she's tameya, so then that applies in this case as well. But if the rationale for the din of the Ravid is the way the Plaisy explains, that a woman definitely has a expectation of a Riyah now. Orech Bismanoba. So we don't know if it came earlier or if it came later. If it hasn't come yet, then it's definitely going to come in the next Ona. And that's why, if we don't know whether she saw before an Eitz or after an Eitz, we don't know whether she saw a night in the daytime, if come the daytime she hasn't seen yet, she's definitely expected to see during the daytime. But that's a different kind of suffix than the suffix as to whether Bein Hashmashos is considered to be Yom or Laila. That's a halachic suffix. That's a Kol HaTorah Kula suffix. So the fact that the woman didn't have a Re'iyah by Yom and now it's Laila, that's not Melchriya, the suffix as to whether Bein Hashmashos has a din of Yom or din of Laila. So if that's what the Shach extended the din to, according to the Plaisy, Einu Inyan, that's a very different kind of a suffix than the suffix of Kodem and Eitz or La'achar and Eitz. Okay. So the Shach himself, even though in Sifkati Nid Gimel, he says he endorses the Psak of the Mechaber based on our Ravid, which he quotes in the Rush. But in Sifkati Nid Dalet, he says, Vabakas of Deraila Hachmir, Mikoach Safik Lesser, Vyomu Belaila, Lefima Shekasav Nilel Sifkatin Zayin, Koshekinacha. That means the Orzerua. That the Bach anyway says that he should be Machmir like the original position of the Ravid. But hold on 1 second, guys. What, do you have this? Okay, I have a visitor up here. I forgot to lock the door. You heard this. What do you need? Yeah, but it's not going to work right now because I have the computer. Okay. Now you go back downstairs and I'll.
What is that?
Sorry. So the Shach himself says, Lechachil is better to be Machmir based on the fact that we're Machmir anyway for the Orzerua, so this is Logara from the Orzerua. Okay. Now, there's an important comment to the Chavis Das in Sifkatan Hay, which is quoted in the Piskei Tshuva here, Sifkatan Yud. Chavis Das, Sifkatan Hay says that when calculating Vestos, relevant both for the din of Bedika and our context of Prishta Samach Levest, when calculating Vestos, the day is determined based on Hanetz. And by extension, based on Shkia. Even though B'chol HaTorah Kula, we may assume the Ikar Adin that the day night is based on Alos and Seis, as Mikar Adin, all the Mitzvahs Hayom, your Yotze after Alos, even though L'chachila should be performed after Neitz, Mishnayis and Megillah. But even if Mikar Adin, we assume that daytime is generally from Alos, when it comes to Vestos, the Chavis Das writes that it depends on Neitz, and somehow Chazal had a tradition that Vestos are determined based on the presence of the sun. When the sun Lamaisa is up above the horizon, then that is when Vestos are determined based on. And this seems to be borne out by Lashon HaRambam, Peridal Lacha Yugimel of Ad Sheyizrach HaShemesh. That is the Chavis Das. Sidrei Tara in Sifkata and Vav questions the Chavis Das. He questions Lashon HaRambam as well. Why that should be so? If B'chol HaTorah Kula, days are always determined based on Alos, so why should this be any different? And even though Lemaisa, many Rishonim use the Lashon of Hanetz, like the Ravid that we began with, maybe that's Lav Dafka. Okay, you just wanted to say a little my Tamidim? Okay, wave hi to everyone. You waving hi? Okay.
Hello.
What? Say what? Okay. So the Sidre Torah says that even though we shouldn't do it, maybe implicitly that's lav dafka. That's the Yarka Shulchan says in Sifkat and Kavzayin. Yeah, the Ravid says Haneitz, but that's Sircha the Mishnah. But maybe really means alos. Lemaisa, the Aruch HaShulchan is machmir. The Aruch HaShulchan thinks that you should be machmir in both directions to essentially treat a ri'ah between alos and neitz as a safek, and to be machmir for both onos. But the minhag olam seems to be like the Chavis Das, even Lekula, that we treat Haneitz as the hard beginning for calculation of days, le'inyan Vestas. Okay, just give me 1 second, and I will be right back with you. I think you actually paused the recording here also. Okay, I'm just going to, I'll be back in 30 seconds. Okay, so again, Machlokes Chavis Das and Sidrei Torah as to whether we calculate the Yom for a period of Vestos for the purpose of Vestos from Shkia or from Haneitz, and Minhag Olam is like the Chavis Das that we calculated from Haneitz, even Lekula. Rabbi Karp does say that maybe you should be machmer for a few minutes after Shkia, that Shkia isn't a hard stop, but let's say if there's a Riyah 5 minutes after Shkia, that maybe you should be machmer to treat the Onas Hayom as the Onas of Est as well. That's what he quotes from Rav Yashiv, and the discussion that maybe up to 15 minutes after Shkia, you should be choshesh to consider that the previous Yom as well. Rabbi Karp also raises the following question in Perek Vav, footnote 15, a relatively common scenario that a woman gets up in the morning and she sees dam. So she doesn't really know whether the re'iyah started in the morning or may have started the previous night. It wasn't enough to wake her up, but it's very possible that the re'iyah started when she was still sleeping in the middle or towards the end of the night. So Rabbi Karp points out that Medina, we follow the Chazakah. The Chazakah is that a woman is Tahora until we prove otherwise. And therefore, absent any contrary evidence of what she sees as a Riyah now, then you're told of that in the daytime. And that would be the Onas HaVest. However, he says that if the volume of Dam that she sees, based on her normal patterns, is in excess of that which would reasonably have only started in the daytime, or she sees dam that already dried up. So it's much more likely, based on the pattern of volume and consistency, whether dried or not, that it started in the nighttime, so then you'd have to be machmir to treat the re'iyah as a nighttime re'iyah. He quotes, in that case, Rav Yashia said that you should be parish medina both at night and the daytime. I mean, the re'iyah, you only saw dam in the morning, but the volume or the dryness, the fact that it already dried, is indicative of the re'iyah having started at night. And he quotes from Rav Yashia that you should be parish or treat both the nighttime and the daytime as the onus of est. Okay. Rav Vosner raises the following question in Shuvas Shevet Alevi, Chelek Dalid, Simen Sadiches Os Gimel, Chelek Dalid, Simen Sadiches Os Gimel. Let's say a woman is traveling from New York to Eretz Yisrael. Back when people did that. So her onus havest, let's say, is she's flying on a Tuesday, and that's her onus havest. She's flying on a Tuesday night. That's her onus havest, and she gets there to Israel on Wednesday, or let's say she leaves. She leaves Tuesday afternoon, and she gets Eretz Yisrael after Nates on Wednesday morning. So based on the New York clock, the biological clock, so to speak, if her vest is at night, so it's already night, still nighttime in New York, and that's the onus of vest. But now she's in Eretz Yisrael, and it's already the following onus. So in that case, do we calculate the onus of vest, Linyan Prisha, based on where she is now, or based on where she came from? So Rav Ozner is not 100% convinced, but he writes as follows. Here we go. Again, Chela Dal is Simon Sadiches Oskimel. Imhu Bayom Porish Bimanakol Yom. Isha Shanosas Me America Belaila, Mi Uchar Larry Tisrael. So I'm not sure exactly what flight that is. Any flight now that leaves at night doesn't arrive at night, but we'll figure it out. Vaisa onus aprisha bosa yom. Vaidea nesia me marav lemizrach. Nimshach onazos rach shos fruis kayadur. So the way he frames the question is more relevant because no one's having tashmish by yom anyway. So here the daytime ona was the ona. When you get there, it's already nighttime, but it's still daytime in New York. Misukani ma'od im lo tzricha lifrosh gam b'layla shel achrav kishir shos mashlima son shlema. So maybe she would have to be parish, even though it's now nighttime in Israel. It's technically the next ona. But she should calculate based on her point of origin. Even though, as far as Shivat Nakiyim, Bedikos, that all depends on where you are now. But here the question is, Aruch Bizman Abo, when do you expect Ariya? So that should be based on your biological clock, not based on where you are now. So he's not 100% convinced. But he thinks that there is what to potentially be machmir about. In the so bottom line, sounds like you should be machmir. In the Sefer Vestos Balacha on Sifdalit here in Simen Yud Aleph, so the Mechaber says that maybe the Svar of the Rav Ozner, that only applies to a Ves Kavua. So then there's a certain expectation, a stronger expectation, that that's when the Riyah is going to be, because the body has a certain pattern. But if Eshe'enu Kavua, he doesn't think you would be Machmer about. Rav Avadya has another calculation, L'chumra, that usually Rav Avadya is a big proponent of the Svek Sveka L'kula. But here, Rav Avadya paskins that this is a Svek Sveka L'chumra. What's a Svek Sveka L'chumra? That maybe the Lacha, so we're not sure whether you calculate the Vestos based on your place of origin or where you are now. But maybe anyway, we assume that the Or Zeru and the Avi Asaf, and you have to have a more expanded Onus HaVest. So throw that in as a Svek Sveka L'chumra. We don't know what the din is over here, and we don't know whether maybe it should be machmir like the Or Zeru and the Avi Asaf anyway. But he says, if it's a vest, she ain't a kavua, so then that's only either a button l'kuliyama, then you could definitely be meikel. But he says in the other direction, if you're traveling from Eretz Yisrael back to America, and then your onus havest may end up being longer. Let's say you arrive in the daytime in New York, and your onus havest is you arrive in the daytime, and your onus havest is that following night. So even when the onus havest is over in Eretz Yisrael, a number of hours later, you still have to wait the entire onus avest, the entire nighttime in New York. Okay. Let's move on now to Se'if Hey. Okay, is it okay if we go another 20 minutes or so?
Sure.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fine. So Mechaber writes in Sifhei, Im regila liros ri'iya mikodem aneitzachama ad achar aneitzachama. If a woman has a ri'iya that extends from before her neitz to after her neitz, so not the previous sif where there's a suffix, we know when the ri'iya is, and the typical expected ri'iya lasts from before her neitz to after her neitz. Asura belayla ubayom kishir hanimshachbo. So we treat both the day, the nighttime is definitely an onus avest, and the daytime is an onus avest as long as the ri'iya continues. Meaning if a woman has a ri'iya that goes from 9 p.m. to 10 a.m. the following day, so the nighttime is an onus avest, even if the nighttime starts at 5. And the next daytime we treat as an onus avest only until 10 in the morning, only until the ri'iya stops. So this is two deos in the Ravid. Yeah, Asher?
Practically, what does a continuous ri'iya mean?
So we'll get to that in the context of Sifav, because what we're going to be setting up is whether Shach and Taz are bothered by that Sifhei and Sifav don't seem to jive. For our purposes now, let's just say a continuous flow that takes a break at a point, and then that's where we stop the clock. A continuous initial flow, but we'll have to flesh that out as we go on. So this is two days and arrived. Shar Tikkun Avestos, Simon Aleph Osei. Okay, so the Ravid writes as follows. Hecha d'regila l'mechse ri'iya meruba. So a woman sees a elongated ri'iya, an extended ri'iya. Mikodem aneitzachama ad l'achar aneitzachama vadai. So not a suffix, not the previous din of suffix. We know when she sees, and it extends from before her nates till after her nates. Ikamanda amar asura balayla bayom. So day number one is that both the nighttime ona and the daytime ona are both considered to be ona savest, nighttime. Kevanda hi shaita kulasha savesti. So that's all considered to be a single vest. The ikamanda amar, the cholki agavna basur tchilas avest as linan. And the second opinion is that no, we follow just the tchilas avest, la mistera el balayla. The afal gavna kula shas avest asu l'shamesh, afilu b'yosi, everyone agrees that there's an iser tashmish during the shas avest, hani mila shas avest b'chut. That's only during the Shas Avest, as long as she sees them. Avales or Eschel Afan of Eschel Akrav, Lo Asrina and Ella, he ona, the Tchilas Avest Kai Begava. So there are two halachas. During the time that she has a Re'iya, then there's definitely a Chiyah Prisha. But either as far as the time before and after, before it begins, that's the Iker Din of Prisha, Samach Levest of the Onas Avest. But after, that doesn't concern us anymore. And the Ravid is machria, like the second position. Anachrana v'hamilsa ki asfar basra, mehad detanya, haisa lemuda liyaz roa im aneitzachama, Eino su ala menetz chama di Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yudover kol halayla shala. Yokim no lahad regila nesim b'sof halayla. Kol halayla shala means that in this case where you have a ri'ya towards the end of the night, the entire night is considered an onus avest. So that's the Ravid's bottom line, that she's only a sura during the onus halayla and the shas havest. Okay. And that's what we paskin in Shulchan Aruch here in Sifei, that she's a sura at night and she's a sura during the time that she expects to have her iya bayom, but only up to that point. Okay, so that's Sif Hei. Sif Vav in Shulchan Aruch im Veth Nimshach Bezo Gimel Yamim. So a woman has a protracted vest that continues for 2 or 3 days. Sheshofas O Mizalefes, that it's either a flow or a drip. Eina Sricha Lifrash Ela Ona Rishona Shela Vest V'Kevin Sheavra Ona V'Lo Rasa Mutaris. In that case, the woman only has to be Poresh, you only have to be Poresh during the first Ona, but not during the subsequent Onos. So this is arrived a little later on in Simon Aleph of Shar Tikkun Avestos, Os Kaf and Kaf Aleph. And there the Ravid has three positions about this case, a Ri'iya that takes place over 2 or 3 days. So according to the first position of the Ravid, day one is considered to be the Iker Havest, and that will create a vest kavua. And the subsequent days have a din of a vest she'eno kavua. So if she starts seeing on a Sunday and the flow continues Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, so that Sunday has a din of a, creates a vest kavua. And Monday, Tuesday have a status of a vest she'eno kavua. According to the second position in the Ravid, the only day of concern is day one, and the subsequent days are just an extension of the initial ri'iya, but don't create any new vest. And that's what we pass in Shulchan Aruch here. And the third position is that no, every day has a din of a vest, so we treat it as a vest kavua, even if the subsequent day is an extension of the original ri'iya. So that second position of the Ravid himself doesn't end up that way. The Ravid lands l'chumra, that every day is considered a vest. But the Baal HaMor, in his Asagas on the Ravid, endorses that second position of the Ravid. And that's what we pass in here in Shulchan Aruch, that if you have a vest that extends for a couple days, the only day that creates a onus haves, linyan prisha, is day one. Okay, but the Nosa Kelim and Shulchan Aruch Abadard, what is the relationship between Sif Hei and Sif Vav? They don't seem to reflect a unified Shita. Take a look first at the Taz and Sivkat and Tes. Ela Ona Bishona, that's the Sif Vav Din. The Gamkana Zlin on Basar Askala Savest. Ela Shemin Arai Hayales or Kan. So just as in the case of Anetz Chama, where you start before Anetz and continue after Anetz, so both of those periods, as long as Ri is Nimshach, is considered to be an Onus Havest. So if you say that in Sifhei, then you'd expect the Din to be in Sivav, that the entire, all the days that you have Ri'iyah are considered to be an onus havest, and that's in fact the position of the Ravid himself. Ella the Baal Shulchan Aruch Chichriya Kan LaHakel Achash Avra Onu Rishonu. So why is the Mechaber Mekel here in Sivav? If you want to be consistent with Sifhei, you should have been Machmir to treat every day as an onus havest. The Taimo the Gabe Davar Muat Shenimshach Bayom. So So where a woman has a re'ia that could last for a couple hours that straddles before nates and after nates, that's considered a initial re'ia. That's considered all the onset of dam nida, if you will. But if you have an extended re'ia over a number of days, so that's not all the onset, that's all the continuation. So you can have an onset that lasts for a few hours, but you can't have an onset that lasts for a few days. So the din of establishing an onus of est and precious samach levest, which is our context here, that's based on how do we define the onset of re'ia. The onset of re'ia is a limited time event. It's not instantaneous. It could take a few hours, let's say, but it can't take a few days. So that's why if you have something that straddles before an eighth, after an eighth, that could be considered a single re'ia, a single onus of est. But if you're going to continue for a number of days, then that's not considered to be the tchila sari'ia, and only the first ona is of concern to us. Take a look how the Shach says it in Sivkat and Tezayin. Ein tzricha lifrosh. V'lo dami l'sif hei tzricha lifrosh bayom kishir nimshach bo. The Hasam Rawa Ri'ya Meruba Mikoda Manesachama Ato Chayob. Avalkan Eina Ri'ya Achas, Ela Ri'ya Sheroa Barishona Hitkila Savest, Koman Sheroa Achakach Dami Samehu, Itosubo, Kakosvabach. So this is all additional Dam, but that's not considered to be part of the initial Ri'ya. Raprisha Kasav the Dafka L to Hemshahu Davar Muat, Svar Lomer the Gamhum Star, Bashenki Shu Bezagamayam and Kayasibza Vikayasiba Kasav Ha Lavush. So the formulation of the Shach is the additional Dam is considered to be Damim Yesera. The Bali Yashulchan has the following. The Bali Yashulchan in Sifkata and Lamed Vav. So he thinks that the Shach and Taz are not saying the same thing, and there's actually an afkamina between them. So he understands in the Shach. And the Shach writes, "Kan eina re'ia achas, ela re'ia sheroa b'rishona hitchilas avest, v'kol ma sheroa achar kach dam yiseirimhu," is that there's actually a break. You have an initial re'ia, and then it's not a continuous flow, but it stops. And then it picks up again. So he thinks that's the kavanas HaShach, that in that case, once the initial flow stops, that's the end of the initial ona, and whatever other dam she sees afterwards is not connected to the original re'ia. But in the Taz, who says, "Gabi davar mua shenimshach bayom chashim inyan avest atzmo." That the original burst is considered to be the best itself, but now which comes afterwards, he thinks that's mashma, that even if you did have a continuous flow going on for days, that's still not connected to the first ria. So I'm not sure if this is necessarily muchrach, But he thinks that according, if you had a continuous flow that didn't stop at all, then according to the Shach, you'd have to treat all those days as an onus avest. And he thinks that Lemaisa, you'd be makel like the Taz, if that in fact is an afkamina. So, and that, I wouldn't necessarily have read the Shach that way, the way he does. As I, my inclination was to read the Shach in the same light as the Taz. But the Ba'al Shulchan thinks, I know the Shach is saying something different, that what's critical is whether there's a break in the action. And if there's a break in the action, the subsequent Riyos aren't part of the original owner. If there's no break, then they are. Okay. Fine, I think we'll stop here for today. And next time we'll pick up with the din of Muberes, Meinakas, and Siv Zayin. And I expect to finish Simon Kuf Bei Dalid, Mir Sashem, next time that we meet. Okay.